It is 8:07. It's a Wednesday morning. 30 degrees right now in downtown Gerald City. With today's Pause Pet of the Week, it's brought to you in part by Floyd County Medical Center and also L&G Industries, helping pets find their forever home.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
Well, we went from a Paws Pet of the Week to a missing Paws Pet of the Week, almost. Got kind of hairy back here in the studio. But you brought a kitten? A kitten?
Yeah.
Who'd you bring with this morning?
So this morning I brought Robin with me. We think she's about 2.5, 3 months old, maybe about the 3-ish month age. She's just kind of been underweight since she's come in, and we're trying to work on getting her to eat good and everything. So she's been doing really, really good. She saw our vet last week and was feline leukemia tested negative, so that's awesome. And got her first vaccination. She came in not really the beginning of March, but maybe the second week in March or so. So she's been with us, so not very long, but doing really good. She was a little bit shy at first, and we named her actually after we started seeing robins around the shelter. So that's how she got her kind of spring name. She still needs to be spayed and get the rest of her vaccinations updated, but she is available for adoption if we have an animal that hasn't had all of its vaccinations at the time of adoption. We just have a contract that we have you sign, and if you go to our vet, there's no extra cost, and if you take the animal to your vet, then we do reimburse a small portion of that. So it's really great we can have these contracts so we can get these animals in a home faster. I do think she is a little bit stressed at the shelter, but she is loving the canned food that she's getting. And I do think she likes being at Casey.
I think so.
She's kind of all over the place.
I don't know where to, yeah.
I know. Every time I look, Chris is probably trying to shield her from
something. To be honest with you, I've heard nothing of what you just said. I've been trying to keep an eye on this. Just to make sure she doesn't hide in one of our many cubby holes in the studio. And she's quick and quick at doing it, too.
Yes. So definitely, if you'd like a cat that can be like a ninja, kind of hide and get in small places quickly, Robin is your cat. So I think she would do okay with other cats. Maybe children, just as long as they kind of know how to treat cats and kittens. She is really delicate yet, just being pretty small. So she's still either just under 3 pounds or right about 3 pounds. So she's still very, very small. But if you're interested in adopting, definitely reach out and get a hold of us.
She's almost pocket size. You know, if you had one of those like pockets on the chest, you could just fit her in there.
Aw, thank you.
Well, she's in a good cubby hole now. If she stays down there, at least she ain't going to be missing. But she was kind of shy when she came in the studio and quickly warmed up to me. All I had to do was pet her.
Pet her.
So that's pretty easy to warm up to.
Purring lap cat. I think she'd be a lap cat eventually.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. So adoption hours, talk about those this weekend.
So our adoption hours, we are open on Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 1 to 3. So you can stop out and see us. Looks like Julie is there on Saturday. So that's 11 to 2 if you want to stop out, see our animals, take the dogs for a walk. I'm not sure what the weather looks like. Of course, I think Friday is going to be the nicest day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Might be rainy Saturday, Sunday. But you're more than welcome to come out, take our dogs even for short walks. They enjoy it, and it's really great for them to get out of their kennels and everything, as well as seeing all of our cats. These cats kind of get used to the same people they see, so any new people that they can see and interact with is just really, really great for them and just helps them get adopted sooner.
Do you let anybody walk the cats?
I've never tried, but I bet. So JD is still at the shelter. I bet he would walk great on a harness. I haven't tried it, but I bet he would love that.
I know my cat, she loves to sneak outside, but the second you put a leash on her, she'll just kind of sit there. Yeah, she'll sit there and not want to move.
So yeah.
Wasn't sure about the other pets there. Well, we have lots of events coming up. They are posted at pausecharlescity.com. First of which is coming up in about a month and a half.
I know, it's wild. So I actually have a new event.
Oh, you have a new event?
Believe it or not.
And it's coming up before Mother's Day.
It's coming up before. Almost right about just over 2 weeks away. So we are partnering with Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital again and doing a neuter event. Sorry, not a spay event yet. We're doing a cat neuter event. That will be April 11th. And it will be at Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital. We can do up to 20 cats. We do ask that you are in Floyd County. We were able to get grant funding from the Floyd County Community Foundation to do this. So for $30, you'll be able to get your cat neutered, vaccinated with rabies and distemper, as well as microchipped. So you pay the $30, and then the vet clinic is donating their vet time. So really, really great working with them. Last year, we were able to do over 60 cats. So that's just huge in Floyd County. And they can be like farm cats too. So if you're interested, and up to two per person. So we only have room for 20. We want to try to get as many cats in as people in as possible. So you can call Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital. That's 641-228-2211 to get in on that list. I will be doing a post on Facebook, hopefully sometime today, to get the word out for that. And we do ask that you pay the $30 in advance to Avenue of the Saints. We had some issues with the first one that people took time slots and didn't show up, so that was really disappointing. But we're trying to avoid that if you could pay in advance. And in the same day, so that's a Friday, April 11th, and the same day we're going to be doing a microchip clinic from 8 to noon at the vet clinic. So it's $10. You can bring up to two animals to microchip. And that microchip is registered to you and Paws. It's the way that we enter them in the database. And it gives two different contacts if your animal were to be lost and then scanned. They can try your phone number first. And if they can't get a hold of you, they can get hold of us. And if the people that found the animal aren't able to keep it or hold it, then the animal can come to Paws and we know like that animal belongs to this owner. So okay. It's just a nice, microchipping is just a great way, especially identification. There's Robin, this cat is a tabby cat, and there are hundreds of tabby cats out there, or like black labs, you know, they all kind of look alike. So it's a true identification that you can put on your animal and to indicate that that animal is yours. So
speaking of our Paws Pet of the Week, do we know where she's at? Oh, yeah, she's back here.
I was I did see her roaming around.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. We have a cat in studio.
I know.
I haven't seen
now
her around.
For...
I think she's still trying.
Well, that being said, of course, the Tattoos for Paws Rescues is coming up on Sunday, May 11th.
Yeah, so we have another 11th date that we're doing an event on.
Lucky number.
Yeah, so May 11th. It is a Sunday. We're doing Tattoos for Paws Rescues again over at Emerald Inc. in Mason City. They are just wonderful people, great to work with, really support animals. We video chatted with the owner over there, Mandy, and she kind of gave us a little tour of her house and how many animals and creatures she has. She has a lot of fish and stuff. So super fun getting to know them over the last couple of years. Just really great people. And the one tattoo artist, Alexis, is from Charles City, which is really cool also that she's tattooing in Mason City from Charles City, as well as supporting our local event. So we are looking for some vendors for over there. We will be there for Paws, obviously. I have somebody who's going to do some baked goods and like paw print shapes and stuff. But if you're interested in setting up, I may have somebody also who makes like dog collars. Just please reach out and let me know, and we can take a look at it and see. It will be from 10 to 6 in Mason City at Emerald Inc. We are cutting off the tattoo line around 4 o'clock just to make sure. Last year, I think we were there until like 10 o'clock. So it was a pretty long day for everybody.
Bet it
was so much fun. We raised almost right about $6,000 last year. So it was just a really great event. And with the cost of vet care and everything going up in the world, these fundraisers are crucial for us to keep operating at PAWS.
That's right. And of course, the glow edition of the dog jog coming up here in June,
yeah,
middle of June.
We have something once a month now again.
I love it.
June 20th is the dog jog, and we're doing a glow edition. So if you have light up collars, bring your dog and bring their collar. We will have little clip-on tags, I believe, that light up as well, that each dog will be getting. We're still working out some of the details. You are able to register online right now through the registration link, either on the flyer or on Facebook. So you definitely check that out. I believe it's on our website as well.
Yep, pawscheralcity.com.
We've already had people register, which is so exciting. We had a meeting last week and I looked it up and we already had 3 people registered, which was...
And that's awesome considering it's still 3 months away.
I know. I was very excited. So it was a lot of fun. It's $25 and then the rate goes up to $30 after June 10th. So if you're interested, we will have registrations as well available hopefully soon. We have a meeting next week, so hopefully that paper registration will be here soon, as well as some flyers around town with a QR code that you can scan to register. Just something different we're wanting to do this year is the Glow Run. So it will be Friday, June 20th, and start at 8:00 at the brewery. And we'll meet there and kind of congregate. Registration is from 7 to 8. And then the 5K or 1 mile starts at 8:00.
Excellent. Yeah, with 3 months to go and you already have registrations.
I was so excited.
Call that a success right there.
Yeah.
So get signed up for that. The only other thing I have for you is I believe that the next time we're going to be talking would be what, April 2nd. You have some new prices going into effect April 1st.
I do.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, so it's been a long time, but we are increasing our adoption rates just with, again, the cost of vet care going up and everything else. I think she's...
Don't do it.
Here she comes. I'm like, I have a little cat toy. There's one spot that the cats can get stuck down in. And we've only had one cat that has ever gotten stuck back there. And it was, of course, the cat that I decided to adopt.
I'm pretty sure he was back there for at least an hour.
Yeah, she was there for quite a while. I think I like
and get her.
Yeah, I was like, either you came back or you took her to PAWS, one of the two. It's always something.
Robin's like, I just wanted you to hold me.
I know. What was I saying?
Oh, the new prices.
Oh, yes, the adoption, the adoption prices. My gosh. So we have increased it a little bit. Of course, our adoption fees don't cover everything, all the care that we give all the animals. But we want to keep it reasonable for the people of Charles City and the people in our area and be competitive with other shelters around the area too. So our dog adoption fees will be $200 and then our puppies are $250. And then for kittens, our fee will be $100. Oh, she's cute. Oh, Robin's like, adopt me for $100.
I don't know if she's just trying to get away from me or if she's just trying to talk.
And then adult cats are $85 and senior cats are $50. So just something, we increased it a little bit more so the dogs. The dogs have been $150 for a long time.
If you look at other shelters, I mean, that is still really cheap compared to others.
I've been told people have paid well over $300 to $500.
Yes, I saw one just yesterday near us, $350 for any dog. It's just, if it's a dog, it's $350. So,
and if you look at all the vet care that goes into it, I mean, even if a cat or a dog hasn't had any medical issues, you're still, I mean, your own pet, you're looking at $300 just in vet care, all the vaccinations and exams.
Yeah.
That doesn't even include the spay or neuter. So, and not that we're like giving you a good deal, but it's just, that's one thing that our fundraisers do help cover our vet care so that we can keep our adoption fees low.
Yeah, and you can learn more about those changes. That is all on the website at pawscheralcity.com. I believe you have to hover over the about and click on adoption. Adopt and click on adoption fees there to learn more about that. And really anything else coming up in the world of Paws Humane Society.
Actually, we've also planned, we finally have a date for the fun ride planned. So that is in
process. Here I am thinking I'm all updated.
Nope,
here.
I know. We're just keep throwing things. We also have some Tellurian Brewing events going on this summer, so we will make Facebook events for those. But the Paws Fun Ride, I believe we're going to change the name to just Paws UTV Ride. It will be October 4th, and we are completely changing it up this year. We are just having UTVs participate this time, and we will be more like follow the leader style kind of thing. We're going to be hitting up a few different places and going traveling as a group versus traveling on your own. So this time we're going to be hitting up just maybe 5 or 6 businesses and kind of traveling as a group, or you can go at your own pace too. I've been to a couple of different UTV rides that are like that. So it's been a lot of fun, the one I did last year. So we're hoping to have a lot of fun this year as well.
Excellent. So we'll get more information on that and all the other events you just mentioned that I don't have on the website at pawscharlescity.com. And, of course, check Paws at Charles City on Facebook as well. Well, JC, we'll talk to you on April 2nd.
Sounds great.
Warmer weather ahead, we hope.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That was the Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you once again by Floyd County Medical Center and also L&J Industries here in Charles City, helping pets find their forever home.